To go is allee. The English word alley comes from it. It's a passageway where you allee through. Allee, to go. Yes. Again, to come is
venir.
Venir. And to go is
allee.
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 Yes, allee.
Allee.
Mm-hmm. Allee. So, how would you say, will you go eat with me?
Voulez-vous
go?
Aller
eat?
Manger?
With me.
Avec moi.
Right. Voulez-vous aller manger avec moi? So, voulez-vous means will you? Will you? Will you? Voulez-vous also means do you want? The word for where is où. Where, ooh. Just ooh. Yes. Where do you want to go would be? Where?
Ooh.
Ooh. Do you want? Will you and do you want is the same. What is will you? Will you come with me? Will you?
Voulez-vous.
Right. So voulez-vous means will you, voulez-vous also means do you want. So again, where do you want to go would be?
Où voulez-vous?
To go.
Aller.
Right. Où voulez-vous aller? Where do you want to go? Yes. How would you say, where do you want to go eat?
Où?
Do you want?
Voulez-vous?
Yes. Again, will you is?
Voulez-vous?
Voulez-vous. And do you want is the same. Again, do you want?
Voulez-vous?
Voulez-vous. So, where do you want to go?
Où voulez-vous? Voulez-vous?
Right.
Où voulez-vous?
To go.
Allez.
Right. Where do you want to go eat?
Où voulez-vous?
To go.
Aller.
Eat.
Manger.
Right. Où voulez-vous aller manger? Mm-hmm. The word for tonight is a beautiful word. Actually, two words. In French, you say this evening, which is ce soir. Ce soir. Ce soir, like in soirée. Soir. Ce soir. This evening or tonight. How do you say it is for tonight?
C'est.
Once more.
Pour ce soir.
So again, it is?
C'est.
Right, c'est, yes. So, it is for me?
C'est pour moi.
C'est pour moi, yes. Mm-hmm. It is for tonight?
C'est pour ce soir.
Right, c'est pour ce soir, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, where do you want to go eat tonight would be? Where? Where is
où?
Où? Do you want? It's the same as will you.
Voulez-vous?
Right. To go? To go?
Aller?
Eat?
Manger?
Tonight?
Ce soir?
Right. Yes. So say it again. Where do you want to go eat tonight?
Où? Voulez-vous?
Yes. To go?
Aller.
Eat.
Manger.
Tonight.
Ce soir.
Right. Où voulez-vous aller manger ce soir? Mm-hmm. Yes. To have dinner, in French you say to dine. Dîner. Dîner is to dine or to have dîner. Yes. Le dîner means the dinner, but dîner by itself means to dine or to have dîner. Like, where do you want to have dîner tonight?
Où voulez-vous
to dine?
Dîner.
Mm-hmm. Tonight.
Ce soir.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Do you want to come have dinner with me tonight?
Voulez-vous
to come?
Venir.
To dine.
Dîner.
With me.
Avec moi.
Tonight.
Ce soir.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. To know is savoir. Yes. To have savi, yes, Savoir. Yes, spelled S-A-V-O-I-R, savoir. Mm. Yes. So I would like to know would be, I would like.
Je voudrais.
Right, je voudrais to know.
Savoir.
Right, je voudrais savoir. I would like to know.
Je voudrais savoir.
How would you say, I would like to know where?
Je voudrais savoir où.
Right. Je voudrais savoir où. How would you say, I would like to know where it is?
Je.
I would like.
Savoir.
Again, you're giving into sounds.
Je voudrais.
Right. To know.
Savoir.
Where.
Où.
It is.
Ici. C'est.
Right. I would like to know where it is. I would like.
Je voudrais.
To know.
Savoir.
Mm-hmm. Where.
Où.
It is. It is for me.
C'est.
Hmm?
C'est.
Say it. Say it. C'est. Right. Yes. Yes. You see, because of sound waves, it is, say, it is, does not sound good to be at the end of a sentence. I don't want you to do it by sound, but by thinking. The word for how much is combien, combining combien, so much, combien. I would like to know how much it is would be.
Je voudrais.
To know.
Savoir.
How much.
Combien.
It is.
C'est.
Right. Je voudrais savoir combien c'est. Yes. The word for something is quelque chose. Quelque chose. Chose. La chose means the thing. La chose. La même chose is the same thing. And quelque chose, something. Yes. How would you say, I would like to eat something?
Je voudrais manger
something.
Quelque chose.
Right. Je voudrais manger quelque chose. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Chose.
Yes. How would you say, I would like to eat the same thing?
Je voudrais manger.
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 The same thing is la même chose.
La même chose.
La même chose.
La même chose.
La même chose. So la chose, the thing, la même chose, the same thing, and quelque chose, something. Yes. What is, will you?
Voulez-vous?
Voulez-vous, once more?
Voulez-vous?
Voulez-vous. What is do you want? Do you want? It's the same.
Voulez-vous?
Voulez-vous, right. Yes, yes. How would you say, do you want to eat something?
Voulez-vous manger?
Mm-hmm. Something?
Quelque chose.
Right. Voulez-vous manger quelque chose? How would you say, do you want to eat the same thing?
Voulez-vous manger
la
même chose?
Right. Voulez-vous manger la même chose? Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. How would you say, the same thing for me, please?
La même chose pour moi.
S'il vous plaît, please. S'il vous plaît.
S'il vous plaît.
Right. La même chose pour moi, s'il vous plaît. Yes. Mm-hmm. I would like the same thing for me.
Je voudrais la même chose
for me.
Pour moi.
Please.
S'il vous plaît.
Right. Je voudrais la même chose pour moi. S'il vous plaît. Words in English ending in ence and ance come from French. Ence like difference and ance like importance. Both ence and ance in French are pronounced ans. Like difference would be différence. Yes. Preference would be
préférence.
Préférence, yes. Importance.
Importance.
Importance. The I am and I am is un. Yes. Importance. Influence would be?
Influence.
Right, influence. Mm-hmm. Yes. So again, difference?
Difference.
Difference. The difference is la différence.
La.
La. Difference. La différence. A difference is une. Une. Une différence. Une différence. So again, the difference?
La différence.
La différence. And always the accent at the end.
Yes.
La différence. A difference?
Une différence.
Une différence. And what difference is quelle? Quelle. What or which is quelle? Quelle différence? The preference would be?
Le, la.
Hmm?
La?
Yes.
La préférence.
La préférence. A preference would be?
Ou?
Une.
Une préférence.
Une préférence. And what preference?
Que.
Quelle.
Quelle.
Yes.
Préférence.
Quelle préférence. Mm-hmm. Yes. Have you, or do you have, is avez-vous. Avez-vous, have you, have you, avez-vous, avez-vous, avez-vous. Avez-vous is spelled A-V-E-Z or A-V-E-Z hyphen V-O-U-S. Avez-vous, have you, avez-vous, avez-vous, avez-vous. Like, if you want to say, do you have a preference, would be?
Avez-vous une préférence?
Right. Avez-vous une préférence? Mm-hmm. What preference do you have?
Quelle préférence do you have?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Avez-vous?
Right. Mm-hmm. Quelle préférence mm-hmm. avez-vous? For what restaurant do you have a preference tonight? For is?
Pour.
What restaurant would be?
Quel?
Mm-hmm. Restaurant?
Quel restaurant?
Quel restaurant?
Restaurant.
Quel restaurant do you have? Have you?
Voulez-vous?
Sounds good.
Do you?
Do you have? Have you is?
Avec.
Hmm?
Avec.
Avec means with.
Avec. Yes.
Have you is avez.
Avez-vous?
Avez-vous. Yes. Have you. Avez-vous. Have you. Avez-vous. Yes. So once more. For what restaurant do you have a preference tonight? For what restaurant?
Pour.
What restaurant?
Quel restaurant?
Mm-hmm. Pour quel restaurant?
Pour quel restaurant?
Do you have? Have you? Avez-vous?
Avez-vous?
A preference?
Une préférence?
Right, une préférence tonight.
Ce soir.
Ce soir, yes, yes, yes. Pour quel restaurant, for what restaurant, avez-vous, do you have, une préférence, a preference, ce soir? Words in English ending in I-O-N come from French. They have the same spelling, the same meaning. Opinion is opinion. Condition would be condition. The T-I-O-N and S-I-O-N is pronounced sion. You don't have the sh sound, the English sh, shin, but sion. So again, condition would be?
Condition.
Once more?
Condition.
Condition, yes. The condition would be?
La condition.
La condition. A condition?
Une.
Une.
Une condition.
Une condition. And what condition?
Quelle.
Hmm?
Quelle.
Quelle, right.
Quelle condition.
Quelle condition. Position would be?
Position.
Position. The position?
La position.
La position. A position?
Une position.
Une position. In what position?
Quelle position?
Quelle position? Reservation would be.
Reservation.
Right. Reservation. Yes. So, all words ending in -ation is -ation because the letter A is pronounced A. So, reservation, reservation. Yes. The reservation?
La reservation.
La reservation. Always at the ending. La reservation. Et reservation?
Une réserva...
Yes.
Reservation.
Once more.
Une réservation. Reservation.
Right. Une réservation. Mm. And what reservation?
Quelle réservation.
Right. Quelle réservation. What is have you or do you have?
Avez-vous?
Right. How would you say, do you have a reservation for me for tonight?
Avez-vous?
A reservation.
Une réservation. Reservation.
Right.
Pour moi.
For tonight.
Ce soir.
For tonight.
Pour ce soir.
Right. Yes. Avez-vous? Do you have? Avez-vous? Une réservation pour moi, a reservation for me, pour ce soir, for tonight. If you want to say what kind of reservation, for what kind, in French you say what sort of reservation. So what sort would be?
Quelle sort.
Right, quelle sort.
Sort.
Quelle sorte?
Quelle sorte?
Quelle sorte? Sort is spelled S-O-R-T-E. Quelle sorte? And the word for of is de, spelled D-E. So what kind of reservation do you have for me for tonight?
quelle sorte
of reservation?
De réservation
do you have?
Avez-vous
for me?
Moi?
For tonight.
Pour ce soir.
Right. Quelle sorte de réservation avez-vous pour moi pour ce soir? What is... will you?
Voulez-vous?
Right. And do you want? It's the same.
Voulez-vous?
Right. How would you say, what kind of reservation do you want for tonight? What sort of reservation?
Quelque sorte.
Once more.
Quel sort. Sort. Quel sort.
Of reservation. Of is de.
De reservation.
Do you want?
Voulez-vous?
For tonight.
Pour ce soir.
Right. Quelle sorte? De réservation voulez-vous pour ce soir? We have about 1,200 nouns in English and in French ending in ION. You name them, you can say them. We don't have to go through all the 1,200. Yes. Out of 1,200, we may have trois exceptions, three exceptions. Out of 1,200, which is not so bad. Like translation in French. It's not translation, but traduction. Traduction. So if you want to say, I would like a translation, would be?
Je voudrais une traduction.
Right. Je voudrais une traduction.
So is that the traduction?
Yes.
Yeah.
Always hit
always
the ending.
The, always
yes.
The end.
Je voudrais une traduction. To do or to make, in French, is faire. It's very fair. Very fair to do. It's very fair to make. Faire, spelled F-A-I-R-E. Fair. 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 It's fair.
Fair.
To do, it's fair to make. Like... how would you say, will you make a reservation for me?
voulez-vous faire une réservation pour moi?
Right. Voulez-vous faire une réservation pour moi? What kind of reservation do you want to make? What sort of reservation?
Quelle sorte?
Mm-hmm. Of? Quelle sorte?
De
réservation?
Réservation?
Mm-hmm. Quelle sorte de réservation do you want to make?
Voulez-vous?
Mm-hmm. To make. To do or to make is very... It's very fair to do.
Fair.
It's very fair to make. Yes. So, do you want to make would be... Voulez-vous?
Voulez-vous? Fair.
Right. Quelle sorte de réservation voulez-vous faire? What kind of reservation do you want to make? So, I said trois exceptions, three exceptions out of 1,200 mm-hmm. ending in I-U-N. So, translation is one of them, traduction. So, will you make a translation for me would be?
Voulez-vous
make
faire
a translation
une traduction pour moi?
Me. Right. Voulez-vous faire une traduction pour moi? Mm-hmm. Another exception is explanation. Explanation in French is not explanation, but explication. Explication, explication. To give is donner, to donate, donner. Spelled D-O-N-N-E-R, donner, to give. So, will you give an explanation would be? Next, will you give an explanation for me?
Voulez-vous?
To give? To give is...
Fair.
No, fair is to do or to make. Ah. To give is to donate.
Donner.
Right. Donner. So, voulez-vous donner an explanation?
Une explanation. Explication.
Right. Voulez-vous donner une explication for me?
Voulez-vous donner une explication
for me?
Pour moi.
Right. Voulez-vous donner une explication pour moi? Yes. And the third exception out of 1,200 in I-U-N is vacation. Vacation in French is vacances.
Vacances.
And the French never bother with singular vacation, but always with vacations. It's les vacances. Les, L-E-S, means the for plural. Les vacances is the vacations. So, and to spend for time, in French is a pastime. The English word pastime comes from the French, spending time. Passer is to spend for time. Yes, not for money. To spend money is to dispense, dépenser. But to spend time is passer. Passer le temps is to spend the time. To spend the vacations would be passer
les vacances.
Passer les vacances, yes, yes. So where do you want to spend the vacation would be?
Où
do you want?
Voulez-vous?
Mm-hmm. To spend.
Passer mm-hmm.
les
vacances.
Right. Où voulez-vous, where do you want, passer les vacances. Yes. So, how would you say the situation?
La situation?
Hmm?
La situation? La situation?
Yes. Yes, say it again.
La situation.
La situation. Yes, say it again.
La situation.
La situation is right. La situation. Mm-hmm. And what impression do you have would be?
Quelle impression?
Quelle impression?
Impression.
Right. Quelle impression?
Quelle impression?
Do you have? Have you?
Avec
Right. Yes, so much more.
Avez-vous?
Right. Quelle impression avez-vous? What impression do you have?
Quelle impression?
Once more.
Quelle impression?
Say it again.
Quelle impression?
Do you have?
Avez-vous?
Avez-vous? Of the situation. Of is de.
De.
Of the situation.
De la situation. Situation.
Right. Quelle impression avez-vous de la situation? Yes. Words in English ending in ickle. Like political would be politique. They end in ick. So political, politique. Economical
would be
économique.
Economic.
Yes. Philosophical.
Philosophique.
Philosophique. Mm-hmm. Astronomical.
Astronomique.
Astronomique. Logical.
Logique.
Logique. Mm-hmm. Practical.
Pratique.
Pratique. Mm-hmm. Yes. How would you say? It is not logical, but it is very practical that way.
Ce n'est pas logique.
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 But?
Mais.
Mais. It is very practical that way.
C'est très pratique.
Like that.
Comme ça.
Right. Ce n'est pas logique. It is not logical. Mais. But. C'est très pratique. It is very practical. If you want to talk about the political situation in French, you will say the situation, and then you will describe what kind of situation. So the political situation would be the situation. What kind? Politique. So how would you say the political situation?
La situation.
La situation.
Politique.
Right. La situation politique. The economical situation would be la
economie.
You're talking about the situation first.
La situation.
What's more?
La situation.
Uh-huh. Economical.
Economique.
Right. La situation économique. And if you want to talk about the political and economical situation, the word for and is a, spelled et, like in et cetera. A. So the political and economical situation would be la
situation politique et économique.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm.
Économique.
Économique. Mm-hmm. How would you say, so la situation politique et économique. Mm-hmm. In France, is en France. En, spelled E-N, en France means in or to a country, a province. En France, in France, or to France. Yes. Like, if you want to say, I would like to go to France, would be, I would like. I would like.
Je voulais.
Je vous.
Of course, yeah.
Je voudrais.
Right. Je voudrais.
Je voudrais.
To go.
Aller.
Right. To France.
En France.
Right. Je voudrais aller en France.
Je voudrais aller.
En France.
En France.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I would like to spend the vacations in France.
Je voudrais.
To spend time is.
Passer.
Passer is right.
Les vacances en France.
Les vacances.
Passe les bon? Vacances en France.
Right. Je voudrais passer les vacances en France. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking about trying to remember. Passé is to pass time.
But you're not supposed to try to remember.
Okay, all right. It's just association. All
That's
right.
against the ground rule.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
You're trying to hold on to it. Please don't.
Okay. Yes.
How would you say, what impression do you have of the political and economical situation in France?
Quelle impression?
At the present time. So, again.
Impression,
what impression?
Quelle impression? Impression.
Not un, but un.
Un.
Impression.
Impression.
Right. So once more. What impression?
Quelle impression?
Quelle impression?
Impression.
Do you have?
Avez-vous?
Avez-vous? Of the?
De la? Situation?
Political and economical?
Politique et économique?
Yes.
Economic.
Economic in France.
En France.
En France. If you want to say at the present time, in French you say at present. At is a, and present is?
Present.
Right, of course. Everything in ENT and ANT comes from French. À présent means at present or at the present time. À présent, yes. So say it again. What impression do you have of the political and economical situation at the present time in France?
Quelle impression?
Once more, what impression?
Quelle impression?
Right. Quelle impression do you have?
Avez-vous?
Avez-vous? Of the?
De la situation?
Situation?
Politique et économique?
Politique et économique in France?
En France?
At present?
À présent.
À présent, right. Quelle impression avez-vous, what impression do you have, de la situation politique et économique, of the political and economical situation, en France, in France, à présent, at the present time? So again, how would you say, what kind of reservation do you have for me? What sort of reservation?
Thank you. Quelle sorte de réservation
do you have
avez-vous
for me?
Pour moi?
Right. Quelle sorte de réservation avez-vous pour moi? What kind of reservation do you want for tonight?
Quelle sorte? Quelle sorte?
Of reservation? Of is... De
réservation. Réservation.
Do you want? Will you? Do you want?
Voulez-vous?
Voulez-vous for tonight?
Pour ce soir.
Right. Quelle sorte de réservation voulez-vous pour ce soir? Sorte. Do you know how to spell? Do you remember how to spell sort?
S-O-R-T-E?
S-O-R-T-E, yes. Because in French, the consonant at the end of a word in French is not sounded. Whenever you have a consonant at the end of a word, you don't sound it. Like important would be
important.
Important. You don't sound the T, yes? Restaurant would be?
Restaurant.
Once more?
Restaurant.
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 Yes, you don't sound the T. So again, the consonant at the end of a word in French is not sounded unless it is followed by an E. The E is silent, but well, it's an indication of how to sound the preceding consonant. So, for instance, how would you pronounce P-E-T-I-T?
Petite.
Yes, possible?
Petite.
I repeat, the consonant at the end of a word is not sounded unless it is followed by an E. I spell again, P-E-T-I-T.
Oh, petit.
Petit, yes. And always go to the ending. Yes,
petit.
Hit the ending.
Petit.
Petit. Yes. Petit means small. Yes. If you want to say it is very small, would be.
C'est petit.
It is very small.
C'est très petit.
C'est très petit. Yes. Yes. And if you want to make it, if you want to say it is too small, too or too much is trop. Très is very, and trop, spelled T-R-O-P, means too or too much. So by itself, trop means too much. But that's also used for too much small or too small.
Yes. Right.
Like the word for late in French is tard. Tard, spelled T-A-R-D, like in tardy. But you don't sound the D because it is spelled T-A-R-D without an E. Yes, tard. So it is very late would be?
C'est très tard.
C'est très tard, yes. It is too late.
C'est trop tard.
C'est trop tard, yes. Mm-hmm. So, and trop by itself means too much. If you want to say, it is too much for me.
Trop.
It is too much.
C'est trop.
For me.
Pour moi.
Right. C'est trop pour moi, yes. Mm-hmm. So again, P-E-T-I-T is pronounced...
Petit.
Petit. P-E-T-I-T-E would be pronounced...
Petit.
Petit, right. Mm-hmm. G-R-A-N-D would be pronounced...
Grand.
Grand, right. G-R-A-N-D-E pronounced...
Grand.
Grand, yes. Yes. So... Grand would be big or tall for masculine, for he. Yes, he is big, il est grand. But she is big or tall, elle est grande. So you add an E for feminine and you pronounce the consonant. So she is little, small would be L-A.
Petite.
Petite, yes. How would you pronounce V-I-T?
V.
Once more?
V.
V. How about you pronounce V-I-T-E?
Vite.
Vite. V-I-T-E. Vite means fast. Yes, with vitality. Vite, vite, vite. Fast. Yes. So, it is very fast would be?
C'est très...
Fast.
Vite.
Once more?
Vite. C'est très vite.
It is too fast for me.
C'est très...
Too fast. C'est... Trop. Trop.
Trop.
T-R-O-P. Trop.
Trop.
So it is too fast for me would be...
C'est trop vite. Vite.
What's more?
C'est trop vite.
Right.
Pour moi.
Right. C'est trop vite pour moi. Mm-hmm. Yes. To speak is... To speak French?
Parler.
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 Mm-hmm.
Parler
France. To speak, parler, spelled P-A-R-L-E-R. So the two form of the verb is expressed in the ending er, parler. Yes. You speak would be vous parlez, but has the ending ez or ez. Vous parlez. Yes. So you speak too fast for me would be
vous parlez.
Vous parlez.
Vous parlez.
Too fast.
Trop vite pour
for
moi.
Me. Yes. Vous parlez trop vite pour moi. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is to go? To go through the alley.
Aller.
Aller. Aller is spelled A-double-L-E-R. How would you say you go or you are going?
Vous allez.
Vous allez. Vous is spelled?
V-O-U-S.
Right, V-O-U-S. The S, the silent S, K can be pushed into the following word if the following word starts with a vowel. And you have, and it takes on the sound of a Z or Z. So your going would be?
Vous allez.
Vous allez.
Vous allez.
Vous allez.
Yeah.
Yes. Again, in slow motion, it's not vous, but vous, and then allez. Zalle. Vous allez is you go or you are going. So again, to go is?
Allez.
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 Mm-hmm. Yes. And you go or you are going?
Vous allez.
Vous allez. You're going too fast for me would be?
Vous allez trop
right.
vite.
For me.
Pour moi.
Right. Vous allez trop vite pour moi.
Vous yes. allez trop vite pour moi.
Right. Mm-hmm. How would you say, it is very good?
C'est très bon.
C'est très bon. Mm-hmm. If you want to say it is so good, so is si. How would you say it is so good?
C'est si bon.
Right. C'est si bon. Yes. You remember the song? C'est si bon. Yes. C'est si bon. It is so good. So si, spelled S-I, means so. Si also means if.
Right.
How would you say, if it is so good, would be? If.
Si.
Si. It is so good.
C'est si bon.
Right. Si, c'est si bon. Yes. So here you have si twice, yes? How would you say, I would like to know if it is so good? I would like.
Je voudrais.
Je voudrais to know. To have sa.
Savoir.
Right. Je voudrais savoir if it is so good.
Si c'est si bon.
Right. Je voudrais savoir si c'est si bon. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And the word for why is pourquoi. 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 Pour means for. Pourquoi for what or what for or why. Pourquoi. Yes.
Why.
So I would like to know why it is so good.
Je voudrais savoir
why?
Pourquoi
it is so good.
C'est si bon.
Right. Je voudrais savoir pourquoi c'est si bon. So again, to go is?
Allez.
Allez. And you are going is?
Vous allez.
Right. I would like to know where you're going.
Je voudrais.
To know.
Savoir.
Mm-hmm. Where.
Où.
You are going.
Vous allez.
Right. What is to dine or to have dinner?
Dîner.
I would like to know where you're going to have dinner tonight.
Je voudrais.
To know.
Savoir.
Where.
Où.
You are going.
Vous allez. Vous allez.
Mm-hmm.
Vous allez.
To dine.
Dîner.
Tonight.
Ce soir.
Right.
Ce soir.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Je voudrais savoir, I would like to know, où, where, vous allez, you're going to dine or to have dinner, dîner, ce soir. How would you pronounce P-O-R-T? P-O-R-T.
Pour.
Oh. Yes, say it again.
Pour,
right. So again, the consonant at the end of a word is not sounded unless it is followed by an E. So pour, P-O-R-T, port. Port means the port, the harbor. Aéroport means the airport. Aéroport.
Can you say that again?
Aéroport.
Aéroport.
Right. Aéroport.
Aéroport. Mm-hmm.
Yes. How would you pronounce P-O-R-T-E?
Port.
Port. Right.
Port.
La porte means the door, the portal, the door. La porte.
La porte.
So again, I repeat, the consonant at the end of a word is not sounded unless it is followed by an E, except for four consonants. There are four consonants that may be pronounced at the end of a word without an E. It's easy to remember those four consonants because they happen to be contained in the English word careful. I call them the careful consonants. What are the careful consonants? What are the consonants in careful?
C, R, F, L.
Right. Yeah. C, R, F, and L. These are the careful consonants, yes?
Yeah.
Yes. These four consonants may be pronounced at the end of a word in French without an E. The C, like in avec, for with, avec moi, with me, avec vous, with you, avec. So C, like in avec, yes? Or like the word for bag, sac. S-A-C. Sac.
Sac.
Yes. Except when you have an N-C, like blanc, B-L-A-N-C, then you don't sound the C, blanc. The N-C.
Blanc.
Blanc. Or the French franc is franc.
Franc.
So blanc, like vin blanc, white wine. Glass, a glass is un verre. Verre means glass. Un verre, un verre. Un verre, a glass.
Un verre.
And a glass of white wine would be?
Un verre de
vin
blanc. Oh, vin blanc.
Right. Un verre de vin blanc. Yes, yes. So, I would like a glass of white wine.
Je voudrais un verre
of
de vin blanc.
Right. Je voudrais un verre. I would like a glass. Je voudrais un verre. Yes, I would like a glass. Je voudrais un verre de vin blanc. Yes. Of white wine. Je voudrais un verre de vin blanc. Mm-hmm. Bottle is bouteille. 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 I would like a bottle. Je voudrais une bouteille.
Oh, bottle. Bottle.
Yes. Je voudrais une, yes. Just a touch of the N in speaking would be A. Yes. Je voudrais une. Je voudrais une bouteille. I would like a bottle. So I would like a bottle of white wine would be.
Je voudrais.
Je voudrais.
Je voudrais. Bouteille.
Right. Je voudrais une bouteille of white wine.
Bouteille. Un vin.
Of.
De.
Mm-hmm.
Vin blanc.
Right. Je voudrais une bouteille de vin blanc. Mm-hmm. The word for water is. Eau, like in eau de Cologne, yes? Eau de Cologne means water, de is off or from, Cologne is Cologne. So eau de Cologne is actually Cologne water. Yeah. It originated in the German city of Cologne, yeah. Yes? There is eau de or eau de Cologne. Haute Cologne. So O spelled E-A-U means water. What did you say before? I would like a glass of white wine.
Yes.
How would you say that again?
Je voudrais une bouteille.
Not the bottle. Now a glass.
Oh.
Je voudrais un
verre.
Verre, right?
De vin blanc.
Right. Je voudrais un verre de vin blanc. Yes. Je voudrais une, that touch of the N. Uh-huh. For A, yes. Je voudrais un verre de vin blanc. I would like a glass of white wine. How would you say, I would like a glass of water?
Je voudrais verre de...
Water.
Eau.
D'eau.
D'eau.
Right. Oh. Je voudrais un verre d'eau.
Je voudrais,
yes, I would like a glass. Je voudrais un verre of water. De eau becomes d'eau.
D'eau.
The apostrophe. E-A-U. I would like a glass of mineral water would be.
Mineral?
Just guess it. Go on.
Mineral?
Right. Yes. Of course.
Oh, it's easy. je voudrais un verre d'eau minérale.
Right. Je voudrais un verre d'eau minérale. Yes. For that matter, all words in English ending in E-L or A-L come from French. So, mineral, mineral. Normal would be?
Normal.
Normal. Yes. Normal. Yes. And you sound the L. Why? Because it's careful. A careful consonant. Yes. Normal. Yes. Normally would be normalement. The li, L-Y, you add an M-E-N-T, mang. So normally, again, is?
Normalement.
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 Normalement. Mm-hmm. General would be?
General.
Right. Once more?
Is it gen or gen?
Yes, gen.
General.
Yes, but hit the ending.
General.
Right. General. Yes.
General.
Yes, you sound the L, it's a careful consonant, yes?
General.
General. And generally?
Généralement.
General, once more? Say it again.
Généralement.
Right, généralement.
Généralement.
Yes. Généralement. Animal would be?
Animal.
Animal, yes. Mm-hmm. Special would be? Special.
Special.
Yes, because you don't have the sh sound.
Right. Yes. Special.
The sh sound, like the English sh, yes, sh sound, in French, is only used for words spelt with a ch, like in, we had earlier, la chose, the thing. Chose, spelled chose. La même chose. The same thing. Quelque chose, something. So special would be once more.
Spécial.
Once more.
Spécial.
Spécial. So it is very special.
C'est très spécial.
Once more.
C'est très spécial.
Right. C'est très spécial. How would you say, specially for you?
Spécialement
right.
Vous.
Spécialement pour vous. So how would you say, I would like a glass of mineral water.
Je voudrais un verre d'eau minérale.
Right. Je voudrais un verre d'eau minérale. Mm-hmm. The cup is tasse.
Tasse.
T-A-S-S-E, like in demi-tasse, yes? Demitasse is half a cup, a small cup, yes. Yes. Tasse is a cup. So, how would you say, I would like a cup of coffee?
Je voudrais.
Right? Very good. Je voudrais. Cup.
Tasse.
Of coffee.
De.
Mm-hmm.
Café.
Very good, thank you. Yes. Je voudrais une tasse de café. Yes. You see, now you were thinking it out. Yes. Do you know the word encore? To ask for an encore. Yes.
Oh, encore, yes.
But it is not encore, but encore, yes.
Encore.
You hit the ending. Encore actually means still, still more. Still more. For instance, Yeah. A little is un peu. Un peu. Un peu is a little. Spelled U-N and P-E-U. Un peu, a little. So, how would you say, I would like a little?
Je voudrais un peu.
Je voudrais un peu, yes.
Je voudrais un peu, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. The word for late is...
Tard.
Tard. Spelled T-A-R-D. So, it is very late. It is very late.
C'est très tard.
Right, c'est très tard. Mm-hmm. It is too late. It is too much late would be...
C'est trop tard.
C'est trop tard, right. Trop means too much or too, spelled T-R-O-P, yes. C'est trop tard. And later is more late. The word for more in French is spelled plus, pronounced plus. So more late would be?
Plus tard.
Plus tard. Plus tard. Plus late. More late. Plus tard. So how would you say, what is to come? To come is vin.
Aller.
Aller is to go. To go through the alley. To come is venir.
Venir.
Yes. Ah. Venir, yes, right.
Venir.
Venir. Mm-hmm. So, will you come later would be?
Voulez-vous?
Mm-hmm. Come.
Venir.
Yes, voulez-vous venir?
Venir.
Later. More late.
Plus tard.
Right. Voulez-vous venir plus tard?
Voulez-vous venir plus tard?
Right. How would you say a little?
Un peu.
Un peu. How would you say a little later?
Un peu tard.
Un peu tard is a little late.
Oh.
A little later.
Un peu plus tard.
Right. Un peu plus tard, yes. Mm-hmm. Will you come a little later would be?
Voulez-vous venir un peu plus tard?
Right. Voulez-vous venir un peu plus tard? Mm-hmm. Yes. The word for now is maintenant. Maintenant.
Maintenant.
Yes, think of maintaining the now. The now. Maintenant. Maintenant. Spelled M-A-I-N-T-E. N-A-N-T. Maintenant. Maintenant.
Maintenant.
The maintenance of now. Yes. Of now. Maintenant.
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 Maintenant. Maintenant. Again?
Maintenant.
Maintenant.
Again? Maintenant.
Yes. Hit the ending. Maintenant.
Maintenant.
Right. Mm-hmm. How would you say not now? What is the word for not? Just?
Pas.
Pas. Right. So not now?
Pas maintenant.
Pas maintenant. Pas maintenant. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maintenant.
What is... The word for possible?
Possible.
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 How would you say possibly?
Possiblement.
Right. Possiblement. How would you say, not now, possibly a little later?
Pas maintenant.
Possibly.
Possiblement.
A little later.
Un peu plus tard.
Right. Pas maintenant. Possiblement. Un peu plus tard. Mm-hmm. What is... I would like to eat something. I would like... Start with I.
Je...
Would like...
Je voudrais...
Right. To eat...
Manger...
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 Something...
Quelque chose.
Right. Je voudrais manger quelque chose.
Je voudrais manger quelque chose.
Quelque chose.
Quelque chose.
Right. The S between two vowels has the sound of a Z, of a Z. Chose. Yes, la chose means the thing. Yes, la chose.
La chose.
Something, quelque chose. The same thing, la
même.
La même
chose.
Chose, yes.
Chose.
Right. I would like to eat the same thing.
Je voudrais manger la même chose.
Right. Je voudrais manger la même chose. Mm-hmm. The other thing would be, other is autre. Autre spelled A-U-T-R-E, autre. The other thing would be l'autre chose.
L'autre chose.
L'autre chose is the other thing. Une autre chose, another thing. Une autre chose. Une autre chose. But if you say autre chose, not l'autre chose or une autre chose, but just autre chose means something else. Not other thing, but something else. Literally, autre chose, other thing, but it's used for something else. Yes. For instance, I would like something else would be.
Je voudrais l'autre chose. No. Je voudrais autre chose.
Right. Je voudrais autre chose. Yes. Mm-hmm. To see is voir. Voir. Spelled V-O-I-R. You know the expression au revoir?
Ah, yes.
You've heard that, yes?
Ah.
You know what it means? Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Au revoir. But actually, au revoir would be until re-seeing you, yes? Until revoir is to re-see or to see again, until I see you again. So voir is to see, revoir is to re-see or to see again. Se voir. So, again, to see.
Voir.
Voir. I would like to see something else would be.
Je voudrais.
To see.
Voir.
Mm-hmm. Something else is.
Autre chose.
Right. Good. Je voudrais voir autre chose. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Is autre chose one word or is it two words?
Autre chose, two. Autre chose. Mm-hmm. Yes. How would you say, do you have something else? What else do you have? Have you?
Avez-vous.
Avez-vous, right. Say it again.
Avez-vous.
Avez-vous, avez-vous, something else.
Autre chose.
Right. Avez-vous autre chose? Yes. How would you say, do you want something else? Will you or do you want is the same.
Avez-vous.
Do you want or will you? Will you is...
Voulez-vous.
Right. And do you want is the same.
Voulez-vous.
Right. Yes. So just relax. Voulez-vous. So do you want something else would be...
Voulez-vous. Autre chose.
Right. Voulez-vous autre chose? Yes.
Voulez-vous autre chose?
Yes. Do you want to see something else?
Voulez-vous...
To see...
Voir...
Mm-hmm.
Autre chose.
Right. Voulez-vous voir autre chose?
Voir
right.
Autre
mm-hmm.
chose.
Yes. What is to know?
Savoir.
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 Savoir. How do you spell savoir?
S-A-V-O-I-R.
Right, S-A-V-O-I-R, savoir, to know. If you pull off the S of savoir, what will you get?
Avoir.
Avoir. Avoir. Yes? And avoir means to have. So savoir, oh, you're trying again. You're trying to remember. Please don't try to remember. Just, yes. So to know is...
Savoir.
Savoir, yes. And to have without the S is?
Avoir.
Avoir. Avoir.
Avoir.
Right. So avoir would be spelled?
A-V-O-I-R.
Right. A-V-O-I-R. Avoir, to have. Now, if you pull off the A of avoir, you get?
Voir.
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 And voir means to?
To see.
Of course, to see. So we have savoir, to know, without the S, avoir, to have, without the A, voir, to see. Savoir, avoir, and voir, to know what you have to see. Yes? Okay, again, to know?
Savoir.
To have?
Avoir.
And to see?
Voir.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. What would you say? I would like to have something else.
Je voudrais avoir...
Something else.
Autre chose.
Right. Je voudrais avoir autre chose. Je voudrais is spelled, voudrais is spelled V-O-U-D-R-A-I-S. So we have an S here at the end, a silent S, which is followed by a vowel of have. So je voudrais avoir, which is fine, yes? If you cut, je voudrais avoir autre chose. But you can also say je voudrais avoir. Yes, you may push the S into the vowel of avoir. Je voudrais avoir autre chose. Yes. But we have to make a distinction, a sound distinction here between I would like to know, which is?
Je voudrais savoir.
Je voudrais savoir, and I would like to have?
Je voudrais avoir. Je voudrais avoir.
Right, je voudrais avoir. So whenever you push the S into the vowel, it takes on the sound of a Z or a Z. Yes?
Yes.
Je voudrais avoir. Yes, je voudrais avoir autre chose. How would you say, I would like a glass of white wine?
Je voudrais un verre
right.
de vin blanc.
Right, very good. Je voudrais un verre de vin blanc. How would you say, in English you may want to say, I would like another glass of white wine.
Je voudrais un autre verre de vin blanc.
Je voudrais un autre verre de vin blanc. Yes means literally I would like another glass of white wine, which means if you ask a waiter, if you say that to a waiter, je voudrais un autre verre de vin blanc, he will look at the glass and think there's something wrong with the glass, and he will just replace the glass.
Right.
He will take it literally.
Right.
Yes. Therefore, in French, if you want another something else, yes, mm-hmm. another glass, yes, you will say, I would like one more glass, encore un verre. Encore is still more, yes? And you will say, encore un verre de vin blanc. So, therefore, if you want to say, I would like another bottle of white wine would be?
Je voudrais encore bouteille. But
again, je voudrais.
Je voudrais encore.
Je voudrais encore.
Oh, I see. Je voudrais encore.
Mm-hmm.
Je voudrais encore...
Encore un...
Encore un...
Right.
I see.
Again.
Je voudrais encore...
Encore un...
Encore un... Bouteille.
Bouteille. Bouteille is right.
Bouteille de vin blanc.
Right. Je voudrais encore une bouteille... Encore une bouteille de vin blanc. Yes. I'd like one more, another bottle... of white wine, yes.
Yes.
But if you say, instead of encore une bouteille, you say, je voudrais une autre bouteille de vin blanc, then the waiter will say, well, You had this kind of wine, yes?
Yes.
Now you want
a different
mm. bottle, yes?
Yes.
Of a different kind of wine,
yes? Yeah.
And he'll ask you what other kind of wine would you want. So how would you say, I would like a cup of coffee?
Je vous drain.
Mm-hmm. Cup.
Tasse.
Right, okay. So I would like a cup of coffee.
Je voudrais une tasse.
Je voudrais, what's more?
Je voudrais un tasse.
You already gave me je voudrais.
Oh, je voudrais tasse.
Je voudrais tasse.
Je voudrais tasse.
What's more?
Je voudrais tasse.
Tasse, yes, of coffee.
De café.
Right. Je voudrais tasse de café. Yes, I would like a cup of coffee. How would you say, I would like another cup of coffee?
Je voudrais encore.
But I would like,
je voudrais encore.
Encore?
Encore. 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 Tasse. Café. Tasse de café.
Right. Very good. Je voudrais encore une tasse de café. Encore une tasse de café. I would like still more a cup. Encore une tasse de café. I would like another cup of coffee. Yes. How would you say, I would like a glass of mineral water?
je voudrais...
A glass.
Je voudrais... Verre.
Je voudrais...
Tu voudrais un verre de... D'eau minérale.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Je voudrais un verre d'eau minérale. Yes. I would like another cup, another glass of mineral water.
Je voudrais encore un verre d'eau minérale.
Right. Je voudrais encore un verre d'eau minérale. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, back to the consonants. Yes. So I repeat, je répète, I repeat, the consonant at the end of a word in French is not sounded unless it is followed by an E, except
careful.
For the four careful consonants, C, R, F, L. So we started with C, like in avec, like in sac, for bag, except NC, like in blanc, and Frank, yes. So that's C. Then the R, well, R like in savoir, to know, avoir, to have, voir, to see, venir, to come, partir is to leave, to depart, partir, yes. So the R is pronounced, yes, except for ER. When you have an ER, then ER is pronounced A. Like parler is to speak. P-A-R-L-E-R. Which means that the two form of a verb is... meaning the full verb in English with two, to speak, to go, to eat, yes?
Yes.
That two is expressed in the ending with an R. Most verbs will end in ER. More than 90% of all verbs end in ER. Pronounce A. Like to go would be...
Allez.
Allez. Again, for the consonants, the R is sounded at the end, except with ER. So we have C, R, then F, like in bœuf for beef. Yes. And the L, we already had EL and AL, normal,
yes.
General, spécial, hôtel. So we have been talking here about nouns, give the 1200 nouns in ION and the ENCE and ANC about adjectives, IBLE, ABLE, ENT and ANT and air, necessaire and so on. And we've been talking about verbs. I like to avoid using grammatical terms, which I don't want to use, except when I'm talking about verbs, nouns, and adjectives. But in that case, I want to make sure that we know what we're talking about. Mm. Unfortunately, if I were to ask you what is a noun or an adjective or a verb, if you remember, then you will remember the definitions that you had received as a child in school. Yes, let's forget about the school definitions and say that a noun, any word in front of which you can place the article the, is a noun. So happiness is the noun, the happiness, yes? So whenever you have the, you have a noun. Whenever you have is or am in front of a word, you have an adjective. Proud is an adjective. Is proud, I am proud, yes? Any word in front of which you can place to is a verb, yes? To be, to have, to sleep, and so on. So now we can talk about nouns, adjectives, and verbs, yes? Okay. Now, the important part I want to talk about are verbs. Because if you know how to use verbs in any language, you know how to use the language. The verbs and the use of the verbs is the backbone of a language. The full verb, what I call the full verb, is in English usually the to form. Yes, to go, to have, to be, to see, and so on. It's also called infinitive. But whatever it's called, let's think of the full verbs, yes? In English with to, mostly. Not always, but mostly. In French, that to form is expressed in an ending, and that ending in French ends in an R. Either ER, which is pronounced A, where you don't sound the R, yes? And more than 90% of all verbs in French end in A, in ER. Or venir, to come, ending in IR, partir, to leave, ending in IR, dormir, dormant, dormitory, dormir, to sleep, ending in IR, savoir, OIR, yes, to know, avoir, to have, voir, to see, comprendre, is to comprehend, to understand, ending in RE. Faire, we had, to do or to make. It's fair to do or to make, spelled F-A-I-R-E. So you always have an R at the end. Either E-R, most, again, more than 90% of all verbs, and an E-R pronounced A, or I-R, venir, partir, dormir, or R-E, R, R-E, comprendre, faire, yes, or O-I-R, savoir, avoir, voir. So there's always somehow an R at the end, yes, E-R, I-R, O-I-R, or R-E. Whenever you have two or three consecutive verbs in French, you do not change the verb. In other words, you use the full verb. The second and the third verb automatically are in the full verb. For instance, if you want to see what was will you is
voulez-vous?
Right. Voulez-vous? Will you or do you want? Yes. And what is to come is
venir?
Yes. Good. What is to eat?
Manger.
Manger ending.
ER.
Oh, of course. Yes. Okay. How would you say, will you come eat with me? Start with will you.
Voulez-vous?
Come.
Venir?
Eat.
Manger?
With me.
Avec moi.
Right. So you see, after voulez-vous, the next verb in French you will say, will you? To come, to eat. Yes? Voulez-vous venir manger? Yes? In English, well, depending on
if you're American,
whether
English,
we
yeah.
use American English or British English. Here you in British English, you will say, will you come and eat? Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
In American English, will you come eat? Yes. But either way, in French, that's the second and third verb, is the full verb. Will you to come to eat? Voulez-vous venir manger avec moi? Mm-hmm. I must is je dois, I must. Dois spelled D-O-I-S. Je dois. I must.
D-O-I-S.
Je dois. For instance, if you want to say, I must speak with you.
Je dois parler avec vous.
Avec vous. Yes. Once more. Say it again.
Je dois
speak
parler avec vous.
Right. Je dois parler avec vous. How do you spell parler at the end?
E-R.
Right. I must to speak with you. Je dois parler avec vous. Yes. How would you say, will you speak French with me?
Voulez-vous parler français avec moi?
Right. How you spell parler at the end?
Yeah.
Right. Voulez-vous parler français avec moi? Mm-hmm. I must know where it is. I must.
Je dois.
Right. So I must know.
Je dois savoir.
Right.
Je dois savoir.
Where?
Où?
It is. Yes. Right. So once more, I must know.
Je dois.
No.
Je.
Yes. Je dois.
Je
yes.
dois savoir.
Mm-hmm. Where?
Où?
It is.
Ça, c'est. Où c'est?
Right. I am is je suis. Je suis. It's a very sweet word. Very sweet. Spelled S-U-I-S. Je suis, I am. If you want to say, I am tired, would be, I am fatigued. Je suis fatigué. I'm very tired now, would be.
Je suis fatigué.
I'm very tired.
Je suis très fatigué.
Now?
Non.
Maintenant, right. Je suis très fatigué maintenant. Mm-hmm. The word for busy is occupé. Occupied. Occupé. Occupé. Spelled O-C-C-U-P-E, put an accent over the E to give it the sound of an A. Occupé. Yes. So I am very busy now, would be.
Je suis très occupé maintenant.
Right. Je suis très occupé maintenant. How you spell très?
T-R-E-S,
with an accent over the E. Très, yes. So here très. You have an S, silent S, followed by a vowel. So you can also
oh,
say...
Très occupé. Très occupé.
Yes, je suis très occupé. Yes, yes. Je suis très occupé maintenant. What is a little?
Petit.
No, petit means small. A little is un...
Un peu.
Un peu is right. So un peu, a little. I can has the same sound as little. Je peux is I can. Je peux. Je peux.
Je peux.
Yes. Je peux.
Je peux.
I can a little would be...
Je peux un peu.
Right. Je peux un peu. Right. Je peux un peu. So I can and a little have the same sound. Je peux. I can. Je peux. Je peux.
Je peux.
How would you say not now?
Pas maintenant.
Pas maintenant. Not for me, thank you.
Pas.
For me.
Pour moi.
Merci.
Merci.
Right. Merci, thanks. Yes. Pas pour moi, merci. I can...
Je peux.
Right. Thank you. Je peux. I can. How would you say I can not?
Je peux pas.
Uh-huh.
Je ne.
No. Je peux, once more.
Je peux pas.
Right. Je peux pas. I can not. Yes. But in the course of the French language, somehow, the French like to put in a signal whenever they use any negation, a negative signal, which is only a signal, meaning a touch of an N up front. And so instead of saying je peux pas, I cannot, they would say je ne. That N, je ne. That N means I'm going to use a negation, any negation. Yes. So it's just a signal. It is, in a way, it is not a negation. It is not in the way it is usually presented or taught as a double negation. Yes. No. The N, which is spelled N-E as a separate word, but in speaking just a touch of an N, je ne, meaning I'm going to use a negation.
Je
ne. Peux pas. I cannot. This does not mean that in the spoken language all French people will use that signal. So you may not always hear it. If you don't hear it, that means that they just didn't bother using it. They may say, je peux pas. Je peux pas. For I cannot. Even the eye is just touched very lightly. Je peux pas. I cannot. Yes. So if you hear that, it's still I cannot. Yes. 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 So so you will rarely hear French in the spoken language, French people use the way you learn it maybe in school. Je ne peux pas. Yes. No. So it's usually je ne peux pas. Yes. Je ne peux pas.
Je ne peux pas.
So I am is... The sweet word,
je suis,
and I am not would be, for the buzzer,
je ne suis pas.
Je ne suis pas. Je ne suis pas.
Je ne suis pas.
Yes, yes. So, I'm not tired now.
Je ne suis pas fatigué.
Right. Je ne suis pas fatigué now.
Maintenant.
Right. Je ne suis pas fatigué maintenant. Yes.
Je ne suis pas fatigué maintenant.
But I'm very busy now. But it's...
I've forgotten.
Okay, fine. But it's, I'm sorry.
Je regrette.
Once more?
Je regrette.
Hmm?
Je regrette.
And I'm sorry, but?
Je regrette. Mais?
Right.
Je regrette, mais...
Right, je regrette, mais.
Mais.
So,
je
but is...
Mais.
Right. Yes. So, but I am... I'm not very busy now.
Je ne suis pas.
Mais je ne suis pas very busy.
Très occupé.
Très occupé.
Maintenant.
Très occupé.
Maintenant.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. You've just finished the introductory course, and at this point, you should feel competent with the language you've just learned and have a real sense of achievement. You have learned a great deal in such a very short period of time. Thank you.